Let me explain the system for you. The system is just like, the system's just like a drug dealer or a pimp or a harlot, prostitute or a salesman or a or some of these websites that are trying to sell you something. The news, the media, the system is revealing itself really easy. It's everywhere. So you can't help but see it. So it's a pattern. And so it's a universal pattern from individual to business to, it's all outward show. And so it's a painted face system. And so the painted face system is everywhere all the time. And so you can't help but see it, but you're so surrounded by it 24/7 that you don't even realize that you're in it, and it's happening to you, and you don't even know it. Unless you wake up, you become self-aware and wake up to it. The world, the flesh, the pride of life. So it's a system that's trying to pull you into the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. It's no different than some Delilah or Jezebel comes into your world, tries to pull you into her world. But it's not even a world. It's a fake reality. It's not even real. And so that's what's happening. The devil's that. The devil, if you really want to break it down to its source, the devil has no real reality. The devil's not even real. He's a defeated foe. And so everything that he does, it's like a dog barking, but when you go around the corner and you see the dog, it's just this little chihuahua thing that you could kick and kick it to the curb. So it's just a bunch of fluff that's not even anything. It's nothing. And so when the Jezebel spirit comes in or tries to pull you into some fake reality, a narcissist or whatever. They try to pull you into and a legalist, you know, the legalist will do the same thing. When they try to pull you into some fake reality that you know is not even real, it's like, this is a game. This is a game. And so what they're doing, so the system's doing this. It's watching your eye movement. It's watching your, they're all connected. They're all related. It's a big hive. It's a big club, and you're not in it. So they're watching your eye movement on your phone. They're watching what you pay attention to, what you're interested in, and they will always try to give you what you're looking for. They're trying to find some door, some open door, some weakness, some Achilles heel. That's the way to explain it. The system's looking for an Achilles heel. And if you have an Achilles heel that you know what it is, that's a good thing because you can fix it. And you can recognize it when it appears on the scene. One of my Achilles heel growing up was always wanted to, if this woman came on the scene, I always want to try to save her, you know, which is idolatry. I always want to try to save her, fix her. And that's a lot of people have that problem. And I don't know if it was my mom or somebody, she said. And that's where the pattern started, right? When you're a child, you want to fix somebody. Because they were always having problems, you thought you could fix them. But that's not real love. Because if you try to fix somebody, but they don't want to fix themselves, you're just enabling them. Real love tells the truth and gets you to face the music to fix yourself, you know? And so, you know, people talk about love, 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 love. What kind of love is it? Is it love with truth? See, love and lies is not real love. Is it love and truth? Or is it love with lies? Is it enabling? Do you enable somebody? Do you enable somebody to continue doing their drugs, continue being an alcoholic, continue their destructive path? If you enable somebody into destruction, you don't love that person because you're enabling them to kill themselves. One time when I turned 18 or something, somebody said, "Can you go up to the ABC store for me?" I said, "I don't think so." can you drive me to the ABC? So I started to say no, but I did. But I thought, I'm not enabling your stupidity. I already know you're good. I already know you're an alcoholic. You can't stop once you start. Why would I enable it? They have all these ways, these twisted ways, twisted minds, twisted games to pull you into their little world. And it's an unhealthy world. It's an inverted, upside down world. And they want you to acknowledge them as normal, as acceptable, or whatever, when it's totally not even close to being normal. It's totally abnormal. And so they've been enabled their whole life, and they want somebody else. They're always looking for somebody to enable them, right? And so when you enable sin, or you enable foolishness, or you enable somebody into their ridiculous, insane logic, whatever, it's not even logic, it's illogic. When you enable the narcissist, Jezebel, the psychopath, the Delilah, the pimp, the harlot, by just even by communing with them. I was doing some work one time about 3 or 4 years ago in somebody's space. I was fixing some plumbing or something. No, it was an air conditioner, I think. Yeah, I was working on the air conditioner. So I was working on the air conditioner, and we knew that this person was like a pimp, because there was these women just coming in the back side and trying to always come in, grab their money and leave, you know, that's what it looked like. There was a high traffic, you know, anytime there's high traffic, there's something going on, drugs or the pimps paying the women. So the high traffic reveals it. So I was in there working on air conditioning, and the guy was talking. He said, let's commune together. Red flag, Jesuit, Freemason, commune, using religious terms. Let's commune together. I don't have anything to commune together with you. I don't want to talk. I don't have anything to talk about. Because he was very good at his religious talk. That was his front. It was religion. The front was religious to deceive people that he was not a pimp when he was. Let's commune together. I don't even know who you are. What are you talking about? I ain't got nothing to say. I don't have any conversation. I just played the game, you know, talked to him for a minute, and he was talking about something, some kind of theology thing. And I thought, this is the master deceiver right here. People who are blind to the game. People who look at, it's a holographic truth, and God tells you to have boundaries. God tells you to have lines of demarcation. God tells you to judge who lets across your threshold or into your space. God tells you to judge, separate. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. They can talk a big talk. They can say they're believers. I was working this at one place, and my first week, somehow or another, he's a Bible believer. So this girl, I could just tell by the way she dressed and her brazen attitude that she was a prostitute or whatever. Not, and when I say she, it wasn't that she was out on the street, but she was had a bunch of men, you know. And so I was paying attention for a week, and so I had to go do some work in her room or something. And she was laying it on. Well, pray for me because I'm going to do this. And then the next day she was at the desk, and she didn't know I was back there, and she was just cursing like a sailor, you know. So the one moment trying to act all humble, the other moment the brazen spirit about her. She wasn't even hard to decode the girl. It was so easy, it wasn't even funny. And so they talk a big talk. So right now, see, what's happening now is the narcissists are having to shift. They're being revealed, because all the people studying narcissism, they're being revealed. And narcissism is not just the only one. There's psychopaths or sociopaths. They're just pure evil people. They're scorners. So the scorner always reveals themselves. They hate authority. They're not self-disciplined. They reveal it by their words. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so their words are revealing the heart. And so the scorner, the psychopath, the sociopath, the player, all of them reveal themselves, but they think they're slick. The pimp, whatever. They think they're slick, but they're not. Long story short, the system is a system to try to commune with you, to try to find your beliefs, to try to find an open door, to try to find a stronghold, to try to find a foothold, try to get across your threshold, try to find something you need or you want that the system wants to give it to you as a false substitute. It's like somebody wanting to give you food that's not even real food. They want to give you a substitute. A substitute vitamin, a substitute something. So let's say you're looking for a wife. They're going to try to send you a substitute. Let's say you're looking for a girlfriend. They're going to try to send you an agent, a fake. Let's say you're looking for a car. The salesman's going to try to sell you something you don't need. They're trying to feed you with a fake reality, and it's happening all the time. When you wake up to the fact that if I turn this radio on, if I turn the music on, if I turn the TV on, if I turn the news on, you're being bombarded with the fake reality. They want you to believe, accept, receive, and not look at the eternal truths, which the reason they want you to look at the temporal is because they can deceive you with the temporal, because you're looking at it from a short-sighted view. But when you look at life from the eternal, then they can't trick you, because you know Proverbs, you know Psalms, you see outside of time that all those people I described, they all act the same. The player is going to play you. The sociopath, psychopath might kill you if you let them. They want to abuse you. They want you to accept abuse. I got a video I haven't uploaded yet, but the abuse become the abuser. And they're testing you to see how much your abuse you will take. And they want you to be their friend, but they don't want to be your friend. They want you to go the extra mile for them, but they will never lift a finger for you. Do you understand? You can see it on the job. They want the corporation to sacrifice for them, but they will never sacrifice for the corporation. They will not go the extra mile for anybody, but they want you to go the extra mile for them. It's not a tit for tat at all. They claim that. Well, I scratched your back, you scratch mine. But they might do it to pull you in. But it's not a reciprocal thing with them. It's a take, 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 take. They don't want to give, they just want to take. It's sad. I mean, it's really sad, to be honest with you. When you wake up to the fact that it's the whole system, it's in the bloodline, it's in the culture, it's in the corporate, dead corporate system, it's in the church system, it's the whole system. I mean, it's rampant. I mean, you can't even walk 10 feet without seeing it. Seriously. You can't do anything in the system without it happening. You can't turn your phone on without it happening to you. Yahoo trying to bombard you. Google, stock trading, stock market, they're bombarding you with fake reality. Buy my product, buy my class. If you wake up to it, it knocks you down, and then you try to show other people
and they call you crazy because they're still blinded by it. They're easily, the reason they're easy to be gaslighted is because they're gaslighting themselves
about the whole system.
They can't believe how big this thing is. If you showed it to them, if you could actually just zoom in and zoom out and show that every system that's set up by mankind is a pimp prostitute system, and it doesn't have to be to the extreme like that, but it's just, it can be little stuff. It's to pull you in. It doesn't matter if it's Uber, Lyft, rideshare. It doesn't matter if it's stocks. It doesn't matter if side gigs. They're all doing it. Like right now, Uber's penny pinching and trying to steal pennies from the drivers without the drivers even knowing it. Just Google it. Just YouTube it. They think they get by with it, but they always get caught. And then they apologize and start again with something new.